that's kind of this science fiction, ready-made, do-it-yourself, three-dimensional wonderland of environment that revolves around this narrative that I've created about a group of time-traveling activists.
That's Justin Marable, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Justin Marable's immersive installation, Time Shift Paradox, will be at the Lawrence Arts Center through February 24th. Justin, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Before we learn about your art installation, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm raised in Kansas. I was born in Oklahoma, but my family moved here when I was five. So I grew up in a small town and graduated from the University of Kansas in 2005, but have always kind of been in this area. Got a studio in East Lawrence where I create my art, and the art kind of ranges across the spectrum of from landscape to kind of environmental, social issues.
How did the Time Shift Paradox installation come to be?
Well, it started out as a proposal kind of along a different theme. 2 years ago, I had proposed a show that was kind of like based around, I think, like resources and power and fossil fuels and kind of like social environmental themes that my art sometimes is about. And I think just last year, I kind of switched over to something kind of completely different way of thinking about art. And that was kind of brought about by changes in the political arena with the last election, and kind of just started thinking about politics and my kind of identity and in all of the that political turmoil that is our world today. And so this show kind of came out of that desire to be actively engaged in making change. So it's kind of a twist for sure as far as it being the science fiction narrative that I've created, but trying to integrate this kind of reality of our times into it, making it relevant. So it has evolved over the last 2 years since I proposed the show and has really grown into its own thing that I didn't necessarily plan on, which is, I think, really what art making is about, is that kind of surprise element that happens when creating.
This work has been described as an immersive experience. Paint a word picture for us. Describe what people will see in the Time Shift Paradox.
Well, I've described in a statement that I wrote, it's kind of this science fiction, ready-made, do-it-yourself, three-dimensional wonderland of environment that revolves around this narrative that I've created about a group of time-traveling activists, kind of creative scholars from the 60s. And they, well, the leader of the team has created a time machine called Peacemaker One. And through that invention, they've been able to change the course of humanity. So they use this cosmic transport device that I call it to go back and forth in time and kind of tweak different kind of climactic moments of human history to try to divert the kind of destructive path that we're currently living. There's lots of references to different histories that they've altered. And so there's, yeah, lots of altered histories that have created these kind of offshoots or paradoxes. And so when you experience the show, you will move from their living quarters into their like kind of their headquarters where they are doing all their research. There's a research lab and this primordial Earthstone observatory, and there's a cosmic waiting room, and then there's a time machine, and then you can choose which two futures, or there's two futures, and you can kind of choose which one to go to. those two futures are contrasting as far as dystopian, utopian. And so there's a lot to see, to interact with. The time machine itself is a working device. And so you can go in and turn the wheel and actually have that sensation of traveling through time. So it's very immersive in that way. And from the reactions I've had from people that have gone to it already, they get lost in it. They kind of don't even realize that they're in the Lawrence Art Center gallery. Like it's, yeah, some people have kind of described it as just being disoriented because they are in a kind of different alternate world in the Art Center.
Well, it sounds like this gives people a chance to use their imagination and do some role-playing.
Yeah, for sure. And there are some areas where, you know, we've got some signage about, like, no climbing on the beds or, like, or this isn't a thing to touch or interact with. But there's lots of things to interact with, lots of, like, communication devices, old antique, like, CB radio and some walkie-talkies and old audio visual gear. But the big point of interaction is that like spinning of the dome on the time machine, and it's all rainbow triangle on the dome, and it's just a magical, I think, experience for people when they go inside of that time machine.
I understand that this occupies all three of the galleries there at the Lawrence Arts Center. So this is a big installation.
Yes, it is. It started out as only being in the main gallery when I first proposed this. When Ben, the gallery director there, saw that I was actually going to do this thing and it was like happening and it was very ambitious and when I proposed it, and I don't think that, I mean, that's what anyone would say, that I would tell them about it, like that this was like, how are you going to do this? So I think when he saw that it was actually happening, he was like, hey, why don't we, I think we can expand this into the other gallery too. I really wanted to do this in a big way. So him giving me the opportunity and kind of having the faith that I would actually follow through with this was pretty awesome. There was a lot of pressure in that, but it was just gave me energy that I needed and the momentum that I needed to make this thing a reality. And then as I began to create for the show, which was all done in my studio in East Lawrence. It's kind of a bigger space, an old warehouse building called Art Emergency. And each part was made one by one. So each environment was made and then put together and then deconstructed, put in storage, and then I would build the next part and all in this same space and then deconstruct it and put it into storage. And so this was the first time when I moved it all over to the Art Center that had been put together in this complete environment.
What do you think is the appeal of this work?
I think that there are lots of themes in this and within the show that I think will appeal to a very like wide expanse, diverse population. Like there's lots of different social issues within it, political. You've got lots of the fun, interactive parts that the kids love. There's the visual like stimuli that happens that will appeal to many as well. And I think time travel in general, I think, is very like appealing to people in general. So I think that, you should come and see what it's all about.
I can see this installation being appreciated in several different ways. I mean, a young child might enjoy the sounds and the colors, but an older child or an adult will then get the message that you're conveying in this work.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to take this at different levels. And I mean, I have lots of deep level things that I've integrated into it, kind of systemic problems that I want to change. And so there's a lot of that happening if you look closely. And so of course I want people to get that out of it. And there is like kind of a collaborative area at the end that people can kind of answer questions that I've written to try to create dialogue. And so there is that level to it, but there's the level of just enjoying the sounds and the visuals of it. So I feel like as long as, you know, people come out of it feeling kind of changed in any way is, you know, my goal, I feel, has been accomplished.
There is a reception that is scheduled for the last Friday in February, and that'll give people the opportunity to talk to you about the time shift paradox.
Yep. The last Friday of February, there will be a reception where I'll be there to talk to anybody who experiences the show and who has questions and wants to know more about what my ideas were behind the creation.
Justin, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Justin Marable's Time Shift Paradox will be at the Lawrence Arts Center through February the 24th. More interviews and a wide variety of topics are available at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations, and you can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.